Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
What is a rage room and what's the benefit of it? Lucas Bantrousis from Rage Room Ireland, based in Dublin, is with me here in studio today. Lucas, good afternoon.
How are you?
Not too bad. You might just describe to listeners, first of all, what is the rage room?
So rage room is basically a safe place for people to come in and just tear up the place with a sledgehammer, through a microwave, glass bottles, microwaves, TVs, all that stuff that you can think of. We have it all there. It's a safe place for people to go in and release some anger, really, or have some fun.
When you say it's a safe space, it's kind of like a small sectioned off room, basically,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, it's a room with four walls, and we have all the safety equipment. We provide everything, all the face shields, cut-proof gloves, overalls, everything, so you're safe in
everything to do it. Yeah. Who typically goes to a rage room?
So our demographic's mostly women. It's mostly young females.
Is it?
Yeah. We get obviously the couples coming in, the stags, the hens, the group, the corporate events, all that. But especially even with like couples, you can see like when they come in, like they're not really like, you can see that they just had an argument. They're quiet, like not talking to each other. And then when they come out, they're like laughing, smiling, kissing, hugging each other after the session. Crazy the difference it makes.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like some kind of therapy, really,
sort
for couples,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
You can go in there for therapy reasons or just have some fun.
Right. So, and how long typically would people spend?
So your session is for 20 minutes. Yeah. A lot of people don't even last because it's hard working there. It's like a gym class with no breaks. You're going in there and just releasing anger into a microwave over and over and over again.
Tell me about it. I actually went to the rage room last week to experience this in advance of chatting to Lucas today. It was totally different to what I'd expected. I'm not really sure what I had anticipated it was going to be like, but by the time you put on, as you say, the overalls and the two different pairs of gloves, and you've the big, you know, helmet and face shield and all of this sort of protective equipment, it's absolutely exhausting. It really, like, I didn't last 20 minutes. I'd say I probably wasn't. I was barely 15 minutes in there. I was wrecked after it.
Yeah. And usually, like, at the start, a lot of people are scared, like, they're just shy, like, and give it 30 seconds to a minute, they get used to it and they're like, oh, this is what it's about, and then they go in.
I don't know. I found it very hard to let go of myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it goes against everything normally
you
do.
Told to do.
Yeah, you know, you don't normally go around with a hammer and hatchets and start smashing stuff and throwing glasses at walls. And I mean, even though all the nice little plates and like it was the total opposite.
Yeah, total opposite, yeah.
Yeah, I found it actually very hard to kind of release myself a little bit, you know.
Yeah, no,
I don't
I get
know what
that
says about me, but so typically when people go in, are they like me, or you know, do they just go in and all hell breaks loose?
It's a bit of everything, really. There's people that need it. There's people that just want to try it. There's people that want to have a dance in there, just smash some plates on a Saturday about that.
Yeah, I suppose it's because it's so different to you know what you're normally. Yeah. So when people go in, when you chat to them afterwards and they come out of the rage room after their 20 minutes of smashing everything they can possibly find, what sort of relief do they tell you they've experienced from that?
Everything, really. I'm trying to pinpoint what, but like they just feel different when they come out. Like they all just say, like, there's like they come out sweating as well. Like like I can't even say what. It's just everything.
Yeah, just something has something really
way off the shoulders.
Something, yeah.
People come in like every week, every 2 weeks after the first try as well, like just to keep going because it helps them so much.
Right, and you know, you had mentioned to me when I was out there last week that you've seen people come in maybe after a breakup or you know maybe a.
We get literally people calling us like crying, saying like, "Do you have any availability for today?" Or like, "I need this. Like my boyfriend, girlfriend cheated on me. I need to." Release some stress and all, and they go in there like they smash, cry everything up,
really?
And they come out like happy.
Yeah, happier. You see it all in there.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I presume, sorry, you probably have to be over a certain age, do you?
Yeah, so it is over 18s now. We don't accept anyone under 18 for now, just for insurance purposes.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Mally Coyne is a clinical psychologist. Mally is with us here on the line today. Is it good to get this kind of rage out of us, Mally? To release.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun, novel way to blow off steam. You know, you've got the gear, the music, a safe space to let loose. It can give you an instant lift, as Lucas said. The cheaper than therapy line, you know, like, or talking like that, it's a clever bit of marketing. But, you know, as a psychologist and many other therapists out there would say that therapy is a very different process.
Mm.
It's about helping you to understand and work through what's behind your feelings, helping you to regulate your emotions, rage rooms are more like eating cake when you're stressed. So that's good as an occasional treat.
Yeah.
But if smashing things is your only outlet, you might actually be training your brain to go to anger more quickly because you're acting out the anger. So I would see it as short-term release, yeah. Fine. But I, you know, at the same time, associating anger with acting out your anger, studies have found that sometimes that can increase your go-to to kind of acting out anger in the future. But I'm not saying it's totally a bad thing to do. But
no.
What I'm saying is,
look,
it's
in
not
this case,
therapy,
it's
and it's kind of short-term.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a bit of fun, but it's not something necessarily that, you know, I would recommend.
Yeah, I know, and I get that. Obviously, for people going, you know, there's you know, need to engage with therapy on a serious level. You know, it's maybe more of a little bit of a fun experiment, but the idea of actually just, you know, release or physical activity, like, it is in many ways, I found it quite similar to nearly a, you know, pretty intense gym class. Like, it's sort of that just physical release of the weight being lifted nearly, Mally, after you come out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, we all, you know, when we have a lot of energy, it can be, you know, adrenaline, cortisol, it can be good to release that through physical activity. But the physical activity that you do in a gym is different to what you would do in a rage room, where you're smashing things up and you're actually, you know, like, I suppose you'd have to go back to the research where, you know, for instance, a study by Bushman said that if participants hit a punching bag while ruminating on the person who angered them, those participants can report higher levels of anger and aggressive behavior afterwards. So, you know, like, I'm not saying that that's the be all and end all, but we recommend de-escalation instead. So if you're really, if your high arousal activities like mindfulness, breathing exercises, meditation, yoga, but even like running on the spot without necessarily smashing things, there's a difference between smashing things and going for a big intense run.
Yeah, I suppose people find their R&R and their wellness and mindfulness in different ways. What I thought was really interesting, though, Lucas talked about the fact that, you know, typically you said it's more women, Lucas, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is mostly women.
Yeah. You know, and I wonder, the idea of kind of allowing yourself release in general, Mally, is it that women find it trickier to do that?
I think maybe because we have less testosterone, you know, going to that aggressive place is some, and maybe we're more self-conscious, but going to that place is more difficult for us to do. So it can probably be a good way of, like, I think Lucas had said before, like, people, really quite older people have done it as well, older women. So, like, I think it can be a good, like, you know, a nice release for something, for people, a fun thing to do. You know, so yes, I mean, I suppose it can be that.
Yeah, it's definitely, as you said, Lucas, it's a sort of a fun exercise, yeah. a fun way just to enjoy a little bit of release. Nobody is suggesting in any way that you're going to solve your relationship difficulties inside a rage room. But what I thought was really fun was when you asked me about, you know, what kind of music I might like to listen to. Do people have requests around that?
Yeah, so you can make your own playlist before you come in and then just play that off the speakers, or we have our own playlist, like, set, like, rock music, metal music, or more like early breakup songs like Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, all those. And then just let people choose what they want. Some people want fast-paced music, like, just to get into the mood. Someone wants slow and, like,
I can't imagine being in there listening to Taylor Swift. I wanted dance music when you asked me what kind of music I might like to listen to inside of the rage room. So from the television to the printer to the microwave, the glasses, the bottles, the axe, the hammer, the screwdriver. I mean, there's all
the
sorts of.
Yeah, we have it all really there.
And how long are you guys operating?
So we're coming close to 2 years now, and it's been pretty good since then.
Yeah, there's just a constant
demand for it,
throughput of people looking to go in and release their rage for whatever their reasons. If you fancy doing so, you can do it at Rage Room Ireland, based in Ballyfermot, isn't it? In Dublin, yeah. Lucas Beltrusis from Rage Room Ireland. Lucas, thanks a million for joining us
Thank
here today on
me.
Lunchtime Live. Dr. Mally Coyne, their psychologist as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.